welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Doug Addison here. It's April 27, 2022, and I'm going to help you flip your situation, no matter what your situation. There's some things that you can do right now to flip things around into God's will, into the timing of the Lord. I'm excited about this message, and the Lord is moving in great power right now. Don't look at the warfare. Don't look at the stuff going on. Lord, we ask for your presence. Send your power. Send your glory. We ask that you would increase your anointing, increase the ability to hear your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my goodness, we're coming out of this time of finishing up a very powerful time. We just came out of Resurrection Sunday and Passover. Ooh, this is the time to hear the voice of God. This is the time to get strategies from heaven. I want to help you to be able to step into this next season now. From Passover to Pentecost, about 50 days or so. That's where we are now. And this is a season to get a breakthrough and to flip some things around. So there's been some, actually, there may have been some misunderstanding about how to connect with the Lord, how to prepare for your visitation, because that's the biggest thing right now. People think it should be something that, you know, God's visiting you right now. So Lord, we ask this again. I'm going to shift something happening right now, shift it into the gear, shift it into the right places in Jesus' name. Well, here's the key. Keep moving forward. Psalm 37, 34. I love this in the Passion Translation. One of my favorite verses. So don't be impatient for the Lord to act. Keep moving forward steadily in your ways. He will exalt you in the right time. And when he does, you will possess every promise, including your full inheritances. Well, that is, keep moving forward. Be patient with yourself and the Lord. He's working some things out behind the scenes right now. I even had some massive warfare just getting this message up here. So it must be something going to, I mean, there's a big breakthrough coming for you. There's a big breakthrough coming for us. The Lord knows. He knows what you need. He knows you better. He knows your past, your present situation, and your future all at once. And he loves you. He has grace for you. And he really wants you to have the same. So get ready to receive. The Lord's going to be speaking over the next 50 days. And of course, if you listen to me regularly, I say this all the time. It's not limited time. God's outside of time, so you watching or listening to this later. It is active all the time because God is 24/7. So Matthew 13, verse 11, Jesus replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. This is a special time of year that we're going to enter into the season of breakthrough, the season of getting the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Are you ready to get a breakthrough instead of breakdown? Well, just move forward. Remember that. Keep moving forward and be patient as God opens these things up. You know, Matthew 13, 34, I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things hidden since the beginning of the world. Ooh. How many of you want the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom or a fresh anointing with the mysteries? Tell you the Lord is speaking right now, along with strategies that you need. He's being a coach right now. He's going to coach you through this time. So get ready to write it down. Habakkuk 2:2. I love this version in the New King James Version, actually. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision and make it plain on tablets that those who run with it, when they read it. So this is powerful. Now, I wonder if he says write it down on tablets. Maybe they had iPads, you know. The Lord knew this. He says write things down. So I've been carrying my iPhone with me Yeah, I take notes and I scribble things down. You know, if I have it on a notepad, I'll take a picture of it so that I don't lose the note. Here's what I want you to do. Get ready to write down what God is saying. Don't worry about what apps to use or anything like that. Just get it down. You don't want to lose it. So maybe it's ideas. Maybe it's plans of the enemy. Maybe it's verses or things that the Lord is speaking to you. Maybe it's a moment of joy or deeper understanding. Write it down because the Lord, He's releasing sweet and deep revelation. And that's found in Ezekiel 3:3. Then He said to me, "Son of man, eat this scroll that I'm giving you and fill your stomach with it." And so I ate it and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Now this is not like the one in the book of Revelation that then turned sour. Uh-uh. This stayed as sweet revelation. The Lord is releasing these things right now. He's speaking to you. You might not realize it. He's a still small voice. And maybe he'll use a commercial. Maybe he'll use a Bible verse. Or, you know, he's speaking all the time. But right now specifically, you'll have to listen. And he's releasing that sweet, refreshing words of encouragement and the deep revelation at the same time. So, you know, some people need to write a book. Jeremiah 30, verses 2 and 3. This is what the Lord said. He says, "Write it in a book, all the words I have spoken to you." Now, some people are going to be writing. This is a year to get that book finished or to get it started or just to get one written quickly, maybe. It's just the things that God's been speaking to you. But what he wants you to do is write things down, right? What he's speaking to you. That way, you know, I journal every day. I do things, and a lot of times it's just on my iPhone. And then when I go to write a book, it's easy because I already have the stuff there, you know? And if you start doing it, get in the habit of it, the Lord is going to bring you into a season right now of writing, of getting revelation. It doesn't have to be formal. Yeah, I've got an online course called Write Your Book Now. Take a look at it. It'll walk you through. I even have a section in there on how to write your book quick or how to do it over time. So this is the season right now. God's going to bring you into a season of the backlog of revelation. He's releasing downloads. He's releasing things to people. In the name of Jesus, I take authority right now. There's people who are getting hit even by listening to this. I just pull off those things. Pull those off thinking it's not for you. And the Lord says, do not limit me. I'm going to do some things. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to write a song. You don't have to do any of that stuff. But this is the time that the Lord wants to bring you into a greater season of understanding. And the Lord is moving right now. I mean, I've had massive warfare against this podcast. I do podcasts all the time. I've never had one this great over this message. I wonder why, huh? The Lord's going to move forward right now. He's going to move you into a time. And God's going to do something good right now. He is going to do something amazingly good. So we ask now, Lord, release your presence. Release your power. Break the warfare. Break the computer warfare. You know, writing, I never get any problems. I use this same computer and the same app, and suddenly two error messages flashed up. So see, I'm a signs prophet. So the Lord says, we're going to break off things right now. Break off these attacks against trying to get things written, computer programs. So here's the key, is peace. Getting peace is the key. Take a few minutes. I got hit so hard. I haven't been hit this hard in a long time prior to this podcast. The Lord had me just wait on some peace. Wait for the peace to come. Then I entered in, and here I am bringing this message to you in the midst of the fiery warfare that's going on. But I tell you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Word of God says, the Lord raises a new standard. I said, wow, this is going to be a great podcast. This is going to be a great message. This is going to be a great week. It's going to be a great month as we're moving in to the month of May. So you need to activate what God's doing. First of all, the big part of getting ready for your visitation of the Lord, and I'm just saying that, the visitation, it gets it confusing. If you get your expectations down and understand, yeah, really, I have never had a face-to-face encounter with the Lord. So some people are thinking that. They think that it has to be, oh no, I've had visions, I've had all kinds of dreams and visions, and I tell you, get the expectations down of what you think it should be. A big part of this is getting into alignment with the Lord. And we need to be able to listen to music, and getting into alignment spiritually is what counts. It's not the encounter. It's not seeing angels or seeing the Lord at all. In fact, the higher kind of visitation, you know, that you can get a visitation right now. People are getting a visitation of the Lord right now. But once you get up at these higher levels, God's not going to, you know, show you an angel or anything. He's not going to do that. You don't want the extra warfare that will happen. And so right now I'm going to release this over you, that the seven spirits of the Lord, look them up. It's in Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on them. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Lord, we ask now to release wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And the seventh one, of course, is the fear of the Lord. They come in pairs because there's power in agreement. You just release this right now. Over is right now. And then find someone to agree in prayer with you. There's power when two agree together. And God's going to bring something to you right now. He's going to bring heaven to earth. The power of the Word of God. That's the Bible. That's the power of your prayers. Jesus taught on prayer, and he said in Matthew 6:10, he said, on earth as it is in heaven. And so you can bring the qualities, the characteristics, the presence of heaven into your life each day. Jesus said it. Call it in right now. And then in John 4:24, God is spirit and truth. And his worshipers worship him in spirit and truth. So Lord, release the spirit of truth. Release the spirit of understanding. Release the prophetic spirit in Jesus' name. So God is spirit, and we worship him through our spirit. So that means that sometimes you start out singing a song. You know, maybe it'll go into a spontaneous song or your prayers. I'd recommend just doing some worship right now. And he wants to visit you. And I tell you, I have worship playing all the time. And you just shifting the spiritual atmosphere. You might want to make some playlists or something. But God wants to visit you. We are in a season right now that the Lord is opening the heavens. He is revealing to you things that are greater than you can understand right now. He's going to speak into your spirit. He's going to speak through the Holy Spirit. He's going to speak through other people. He's speaking through dreams and visions, angels seen or unseen. You do not have to see. In fact, I don't see him in the season we're at right now, only because it just brings the extra warfare. But sometimes you'll see a flash on the side of your eye or something like that. It doesn't matter. Divine moments of understanding, impartation. He speaks through joy. He'll speak through children right now. He's going to illuminate the Bible, the Word of the Lord. He'll maybe catch you up at a worship time, a time of prayer. These are ways. The most common way right now is dreams and visions. Job 33:14-16, the New King James Version. I like the New King James better. It talks about some things here. For God may speak in one way or another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon people while slumbering on their beds, he opens your ears and seals your instructions. That's powerful. The Lord is visiting you right now. Dreams and visions. Notice it says he seals. So you don't have to remember. You ever have a dream that you know you dreamed that you couldn't remember? I had one last night. Those are the best dreams. One of the better dreams you can have anyway, because the Lord has sealed your instructions. You don't have to do anything. You'll live that dream out. He has given you a witness of what he wants to do. But sometimes you'll need really to, sometimes you remember your dream, sometimes you don't. Doesn't matter. The Lord wants to open your mind right now to understand the scriptures. Luke 24:45. Write this down. Luke 24:45. Then Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. Lord, open our minds, open our Bibles. The Holy Spirit is speaking right now. We just need to write it down. What's going on? We need to pray back or decree what the Lord is doing. You know, the Lord is raising up a remnant of people. He's raising up a remnant. Malachi 3:16, but those who feared the Lord talked to each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. He's raising up a remnant of people, and he's writing your name down in heaven. And he's got some things going on right now. It's called a scroll of remembrance. Because you've made it through this difficult time, I just want to release this ministry time over you. Jeremiah 29:11, first of all. I love Jeremiah 29:11. It talks about the fullness of the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call on my name and pray to me, and I will listen to you. That's verse 12 also. My goodness, how good is that? Well, you know, first thing that he says, you know, I have plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to not harm you. Plan to give you a hope, a future, and answered prayer. So there's some things there. Now, there's an opposite. We want to break off the opposite of prosperity is debt and poverty and the poverty mindset and getting mad at me talking about prosperity when it's in the Bible. Just getting it in alignment. We have to bind the spirit of mammon and that type of thing. That's worshiping money. We want to now move from no harm. The Lord said, I won't harm you. I'm not the one bringing these things happening here. So we break fear. We break accidents, sicknesses. We release the peace and the wholeness. The next thing he said he's going to do is bring you a hope. Break off hopelessness, depression. We release love, hope, and a new life. We release a sound mind. Also, he wants to give you a hope and a future. We break off the unclarity, obscurity, the cloudiness of not knowing what it is that you're called to. And we release clarity and a prophetic vision. Also, answered prayer. We break off unanswered prayer and release a fresh new anointing in your prayer life in Jesus' name. Now, ooh, Lord, activate this word. How to flip any situation. I tell you, this is the best of. That's what the Lord's out. Just really write this message this week. Pull out the best of how to flip things around and know that your visitation's here, but just bring down your expectations of what that means, and you'll see some amazing things happen. All right. DougAddison.com is my website. And, you know, we have an offer right now. It's going to be a powerful time. I love this. It's a Seer Activation Kit. And it's actually three teachings in one. One of them is brand new. It's how to activate your seeing and hearing. It's an online workshop. Also, the second one was an online workshop. The Seer. These are two of my highest. These were the most powerful and most popular ones. How to activate seeing in the spirit and your prophetic gift. That's the second one. And then a bonus training that's never been released. How to align yourself to be a seer. Where I do it all together. Just go to DougAddison.com/seer kit. We have the spring sale going on right now. It runs April 21st through the 28th. 40% off of the digital products. Come on. 40% off of everything. Now, we're still running the Kingdom Financial Solutions Breakthrough Mentoring Experience. Now, that's not going to be 40% off because we've already knocked that thing down. It should have been 497. It was regularly 197, but it's $97. It's still open to go through. My 7-week class, 49 days, and it's still open right now. DougAddison.com/solutions. Wow, this is going to be a powerful time, and it will help you develop some financial strategies and do some things that God's called you to do and get some mentoring in this area of financial breakthrough. All right. See you next week where I'm going to release the prophetic word over the month of May. And even more, I'm so excited for what God's doing. In Jesus' name. Amen. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. connect with him online at dougaddison.com.